all excited to use this computer. And the computer's there. I see it, you know, the console thing. But I can't touch it, you know, because these other geeks are in front of me, and they're never going to let me use this thing. And they say, oh, yeah, if you want to use it, you got to, you know, use these punch cards. Well, they're not even punch cards. They're really like these computer cards that you used to see in the 60s. But you got to, like, black out the numbers. And so that was the way I was able to, like, program something, is I took this deck of cards home, and I started to, like, write, like, instructions by blocking out character by character. Like, if I wanted to make an A, I'd have to go find the A and block that out. So, I mean, it was really painful. So I finally finished my little program that was supposed to, like, add numbers together or something like that. And I bring it in, and I stick it in this machine after they let me get to it, you know, late in the hour. And it goes chung, 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 and it reads everything in, and it's all wrong. I mean, because it's like the thing's not very precise. And so it's like if I make one little smudge or make the circle the wrong way, it just doesn't detect it. And so I'm looking at this gibberish, and I'm feeling like, you know, this is not fair. This is the only computer in the whole school, and why do these guys get to tell me, you know, that I can't touch the damn thing? It's basically just a bunch of kids in a room, no adult supervision, and I'm going to start using it, you know, because it should be for everybody, you know, and I should have equal time. So I just get there earlier than they do the next day, and I actually use this thing. And from then on, it was like this war between, like, me and the main guy. And the other people were kind of his followers, but he didn't like me anymore. Yeah, and he was actually this brilliant guy, and he was writing a chess program to play chess. And so he knew that any little dinky thing I was doing as a new user was never going to be anywhere near as good as what he was doing. I can't remember his name, but he was like, he had a Russian background. He was like American born, but it was like a Russian name, Karov or something like that. I can't remember exactly. The weird thing about it is we each had our little accounts with passwords, and I found out, like, way later, after I stopped going to that room, that his password was my last name. You know, this is like, he would do stuff like that. And he would, like, try to, like, whatever I was doing, he would try to make it more difficult for me. You know, he'd, like, sabotage, like, you know, like, stuff that you, like, right, nerds think about. Like, we would try to steal each other's passwords or leave the machine in a state where it would be difficult for somebody else. You know, I mean, it was all BS. But anyway, that was the environment that I started to learn how to program.
And how many computers have you used from that day to today or owned? Could you even fathom a guess?
Well, you know, I was programming computers for good 7 years professionally, and before that, you know, as a kid, I was just doing it for fun. So I'm gonna guess like 50 or 60. I mean, I have probably 8 right now in my house. I stopped getting rid of the old ones because I noticed this trend where the newer operating systems and software and computers are less private. You know, they have, like, they didn't used to have machine IDs until, like, the early 90s, where they could figure out each CPU has got a number in it that people can read. So they know, and they could track that back to a machine that I bought, for example, so I don't have privacy. So, but they didn't start doing that until a certain point. So I have my old machines, and if I ever want to, you know, be anonymous, I'll use that old machine. Like,
you can
that.
Use your system through that machine.
Yeah, like, I could still get on the internet by dialing up because there's no Ethernet card in these, but... But, yeah, I regret getting rid of, like, the machines I had in the 80s. And I had an Apple II for a while. I had the TRS-80 that you mentioned in your chapter. And I programmed both of those machines. I programmed tons of IBMs. I programmed mainframes, mini frames, mini computers, you know, everything. That was Main Township East in Illinois. And people probably don't think about Illinois as being, you know, cutting-edge computer, but that's...
Well, Mark Andreessen, right? I mean...
Yeah, they all came, all those internet guys. And by the way, I wrote patch for them, too. They came from University of Illinois. That's where they developed the web. It's also where they were developing a lot of the early computer components, like the UNIVAC was developed. I think it was the UNIVAC. The ELIAC was definitely developed there. And also, I mean, it's kind of known in the computer industry as being like a think tank, and talented computer people come out of there. And that's why it's mentioned in 2001, A Space Odyssey, the HAL computer that's getting shut down. It was made in Urbana, Illinois, which is the University of Illinois, which is where I went to school, and, you know, a lot of these people come from.